All right, you guys. Well, welcome to the video about our first question, which is, who is Element Church? The identity of Element Church. Again, as I referenced in the intro video, that there's a lot of complexity to a question like that, but I'm going to just go at this about what is our identity? What are we? And so the question is, who is Element Church? And here's the answer. The answer is that we are an East Lansing church of all ages and nations following Jesus together. We're an East Lansing church of all ages and nations following Jesus together. Now, there's a lot in there, right? We are an East Lansing church. So we are here in East Lansing. We are a locally based church. Of course, we have an online presence too that literally goes all throughout the country and in some situations, even throughout the world. We've got people that watch from other countries. It's kind of crazy still to me and mind-boggling, but the internet is mind-boggling if you really start to think about it. But we are an East Lansing church. Our footprint is here. We're rooted here. We believe in this city. So we're an East Lansing church. And church really is God's people on mission together. It's not just a gathering of God's people, and it's not just a mission. It's those two things together. It's God's people on mission together. And we are in East Lansing. We are God's people on mission together in East Lansing. And then we say of all ages and all nations. Now, that doesn't actually mean that every single nation has a person in our church. It means that we're open to all nations. And it doesn't mean that we have a person in our church at every single numerical age. It means that it's open to people of all ages. So we're a multi-generational church. We're a multi-ethnic church. And we love that because it actually, what it does is it creates tension. There's generational tensions. There are racial tensions. There are political tensions. We are God's people on mission together in East Lansing, and we are made up of lots of different groups. We're made up of lots of different ages. And you know, we think it's a beautiful thing. It's like a beautiful garden. There's lots of different vegetables around here, and God is working in the middle of all of it. It makes it actually an incredibly beautiful thing. And by the way, while we're on that note, Revelation 7, 9 through 10 gives us a picture of the end of the age. It gives us a picture of what will be happening at the very end of the earth, at the very end of all of this that we live in. And it says this, John is having a vision about the end of the age. And he says, after this, I looked. This is Revelation 7, 9, and 10. It says, after this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count. He's like, at the end of the age, there's all these people. He says, from every nation, tribe, people, and language. That covers pretty much the whole gamut. That's like blue and red politically. That's like old and young. That's like black and white and brown and yellow and green. A multitude no one could count from every nation, tribe, people. That's very expansive. And language. And then here's what they were all doing. Standing before the throne and before the Lamb. That's Jesus. They were wearing white robes and they were holding palm branches in their hands and they cried out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne. And at the end of the age, we have this picture of all these, this multitude of people, an uncountable number of people from all different nations and tribes and peoples and languages, different ages, different colors, different persuasions, but they're all coming together in their diversity for unity around one thing, and that's to worship Jesus and to cry out and say, we worship you. You are God. You are the Lamb of God. You, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne. And so this is a supernatural calling to be an East Lansing church, God's people gathered together on mission, to be an East Lansing church of all ages and nations is a supernatural calling. And by the way, it's the exact one that the Bible tells us that we should be on. It's the exact mission that Jesus prayed for us right before he went to the cross. He prayed that his people would be one as him and the Father were one, so that the world would look on and see a love that is a supernatural love and actually kind of scratch their heads and say, there's no way a diverse kind of people like that could all be together in unity and love with one another. There must be a God. And so we believe as a church that we're supposed to be a picture of that. Yes, a broken, flawed, stumbling forward picture of that. But that's what we're endeavoring to do. And we know that it's impossible without God's Spirit and without God's hand on it. And honestly, without us growing up in maturity as people and growing up in our emotional maturity and growing up in our perspective and listening to each other and loving one another. And so that is a requirement on us as a church, is that we live in the tension with love. And that's what we do as a church. There's generational tensions, there's racial tensions, but Jesus is in the tension. And that's why we say we are an East Lansing church of all ages and nations. And then there it is, following Jesus together. And really, you guys, what binds us together is the person of Jesus, the worship of the person of Jesus. That's what this church is all about. It's about Jesus. And so that's who we are. We are an East Lansing church of all ages and nations following Jesus together. I'll talk about this little piece more in another video, but we find that expression in two different directions, if you will, or two different buckets, whatever analogy you'd like to use. Number one is that we are a life-giving local church. So you know, if you're familiar with a church, we are a church. We're not a campus ministry. We're not a bunch of young college students running around. We are a local church, a multi-generational local church. And then the second piece of who we are is that we are an ongoing campus investment. So we're a local church, a multi-generational local church with a heart for the campus, with a heart for seeing God work at Michigan State University. And so that's, so those are, people get that confused because they, some people think, oh, you're like that campus church that's like down there with all like the young bucks and you guys just hang out with all the young people and I wouldn't really fit there because, you know, I'm not 18. It's like, no, we're a local church of all ages and nations. You can find a place here. You're welcome here. We want you here and we need you here. So, and then also some people think, oh, well, you're like a church that just happens to geographically be on campus. Like, well, maybe you guys shouldn't be on campus because, you know, maybe you guys should be like in, you know, one of the other cities or whatever. We said, we love churches in other cities, but not for us. For us, we're supposed to be in East Lansing because it is an ongoing campus investment for us. And we have a heart and a mission and an assignment from God to serve the campus community in East Lansing and the community of East Lansing. We feel called to this city. So we are a local church and an ongoing campus investment. And unless you understand both sides of our heart there, you're not going to really understand Element Church. But if you're a person who says, man, I love that mission, I love that heartbeat to invest in campus in an ongoing way, and you say, and yeah, I can find my place in an East Lansing church of all ages and nations following Jesus together. I want to live in the tension of that with these people. And we want to invite you to be part of Element Church. So that's who we are. That is our identity. And that pretty much wraps up this video.